而家全世界都知道狮子塞西尔与众不同，佢一个国宝，但就被猎杀。嚟自美国明尼苏达州嘅牙医，而家已经匿藏起嚟。而保护动物嘅问题亦引起咗极度关注。好讽刺嘅就系塞西尔嘅死亡可能救咗监测佢同其他狮子嘅研究项目。大卫麦克唐纳教授喺英国牛津通过 Skype 参加美国之音嘅 Hashtag 电视节目。
3 weeks ago, Andy Loveridge and myself, my colleague on this project, were thinking we were
going
to have to
close down the world because we couldn't afford to pay salaries. Those people who are working on it are thinking that we may have to stop most of the projects because they have no ability to pay salaries. From all over the world, he thinks that there are now more than 11,000 people who have donated money, who have helped them turn around the situation. Many organizations found wildlife protection groups.其中一个是泰股份有限公司，它是标志性的豆豆蛙 Beanie Babies 的制造商。现在将会有塞西尔豆豆蛙，所有的销售收入将会交给牛津的野生动物保护组织。另外部分主要的航空公司都表示它们将会拒绝运载狩猎战利品。世界著名的环保主义者托伊特一直致力于支持保护犀牛，它是通过 Skype 参加了 Hashtag 节目。他说担心津巴布韦遗留在保护动物之外。
托伊特说，
可以看到很多的原因解释，这个国家需要更加关注野生动物管理和对规定的执行。虽然这头红狮的死亡已经引发了很多问题，现在反对狩猎指南可能还包括帕尔默医生的法律行动已经开始。而有一点就好清楚的就是塞西尔狮子的影响就会远远超越任何国家公园或者任何非洲国家的边界。美国之音记者佩里在华盛顿报道。